Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is going to be Pope Benedict.
Pope the eighth?
The ape?
Eighth?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think there's been one, but...
I don't think... I was like...
You are listening to episode 566.
Yes.
We are recording live in what's supposed to be Chicago, but it's...
Mexico.
Mexico. And I'm okay with that. Because right across the street, there's a bunch of Latino whatevers playing soccer. Just Doinger shorts happening all day long.
It can be a little googly-eyed.
I would be like, you can't see it on the show, but it...
bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So, I just wanted to say, I just wanted to take the opportunity to say thank you to everyone who wished me a happy birthday on Facebook. Because we didn't talk about in the last episode.
Can I have one of them?
Yeah, it was a very, relaxing birthday. I spent it with Jules and Smurfetters in the morning, and we went to Denny's. Moons over Miami.
Did you get your free breakfast?
Yes, because I'm of that age, and it was really nice. We hung out there and we chit chat and just had a really good time, and they were so sweet. And then I came home and relaxed with my two dogs, and then had dinner with my mom. So that was really nice.
Well, you relaxed with two other dogs your birthday weekend.
Yes, them fucking bitches. Actually, they were not a lot of trouble at all. The biggest problem I had with them is that Miss Little Ivy likes to move about the bed. And I don't know how you two motherfuckers do it in that tiny ass bed with all them animals on there.
It's a queen bed.
Tiny ass bed.
What size do you have?
Full. That's a tiny bed.
That's smaller.
Yeah, no, I know. I couldn't it smell it, it felt like it was on a fucking twin bed trying to share it with three other people. I mean, it was insane. Azelle perfection.
You just
exclamation point. Perfection.
She is pretty much the perfect dog. Uh-huh. I mean, she's the best.
And I have to attribute to the fact that she is deaf.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not
needy.
I don't think it's needy. She's not attuned to everything that's going around her. She's like, oh, what? There's a dog next to me.
Right.
I mean, I would take her out. This is just to give you an idea of how perfect this dog is. I would walk her outside and I would pull on her leash and she would sit down immediately. And I didn't have to use the vibrator thingy too often, mm-hmm. but I would like just kind of tug at her leash a little bit and she would sit down. I would wait maybe like 5 minutes, like I would walk her, and 5 minutes into the walk, she would already poop, which was amazing. And this was never failed all the time.
Right.
I think like once I had to walk her a little bit longer, and I think it was because I walked her in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So she was not used to the environment. So she was like sniffing everything and like,
right.
But as soon as she got acclimated to the new spot, bam.
Mm-hmm.
Ivy. Oh my God. Fucking terror. Like she was pulling me down the block. I couldn't even get out the door before she was
already
pulling
me. Don't
get a
stick. Don't get a stick.
Oh my God. So on Friday, I walk Ivy because I had to walk her. I was given explicit instructions to walk Ivy first because she's an asshole. And so I'm like, You know, Ricky's like, you need to walk Ivy first because she gets a little anxious if you walk Azelle first. And if you leave her in the house, like, she'll tear shit up. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. Like, I don't mind. So I'm walking her on Friday. And she was already giving me a little bit of trouble because she didn't want to poop. Mm-hmm. And I know that she needed to poop because she didn't poop in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she had eaten. So I was like, bitch, I need you to just... Dump
it all out.
Drop a deuce already, god damn it. It's hot. I'm sweating. I'm like, I want to go back inside. And so she's taking her time. And
she does like 14,000 circles.
Oh my god.
In the number 8.
Yes.
Before she'll actually do it.
Yes, yes. Because she has to find the perfect
shit
spot in that 8. But the worst part about it is that she does that 8. That infinity sign, like about 8,000 times. No. And then she'll walk out of that loop and then poop at the edge of the fucking
sidewalk.
By the sidewalk. And it's just like, oh my God, you just did that 18 times. Why did you not poop? Anyway, so I'm walking her towards the corner where Ricky was like, this is kind of her favorite spot. And I was already having trouble with her because I had walked in that area and there was a lot of activity going on. So she was like distracted.
She's being Mrs. Kravitz.
Oh my That's God. That's what we call it. She was looking at a dog across the street. She was looking at a dog across, like, 2 blocks down. She was, like...
Everywhere but there.
People were walking behind me. And, you know, I have to say that they were really good about that. Like, I didn't mm-hmm. have to pull them close. Like, they would see the other people. And Azelle, again, perfect dog. She would just sit.
Mm-hmm.
Ivy, she'd, like, get up on her 4 legs and she'd be, like, looking at, like, she'd want to play. And I'm like, no, sit down. And she'd sit. Anyway, so she finds this huge ass stick in this little adventure. And mind you, the stick was probably the length of her. And I would probably say about what do you think? She's 2 feet, 3 feet maybe mm-hmm. long? The stick was about 3 feet long. And she grabs it like right perfectly in the middle. And she goes apeshit. She picks it up and she's like, rawr, 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 and she's like going crazy, pulling me down the fucking block. And she's like, attacking the stick mm-hmm. for dear life, because the stick apparently is alive.
Oh, I made myself dizzy. Shit.
And I was like, oh my god, this is awesome. I have to videotape it. So I videotape it and I send it to Ricky, and I'm like, this is your daughter attacking a stick. She is crazy. And in the stick, I can hear, you can hear me saying, get him, Ivy, get him. And she's like, she's fucking going crazy.
You would have thought when we came home on Sunday that they hadn't seen us like in years.
Right.
I mean, Ivy. Azelle was like, just quiet, but she was like super excited.
She was like, what?
But, oh, it was so nice to come home to them. They like stayed snuggled to us like all night long.
Oh.
Loved it.
Yeah, they were really good dogs.
I'm glad you had a birthday. A good birthday. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody who sent me the wishes and people who sent me gifts. Thank you so much. It was really appreciated. I usually hate my birthday. And this year was actually... It was a good birthday. I really had a good time.
That's good. So, we said that we were going to talk about a famous person's death.
Yes, and before we do that, we need to be very sensitive. Because some of our listeners... really, really, like, this is their...
Like, idol.
This is, like, their Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey. So, we just need to be a little sensitive about that.
But I think... All right, we're just going to say Joan Rivers passed away.
Right.
But I think because the type of person she was, which was a I-don't-give-a-shit person, and I'll say anything totally. I want to say.
Yeah.
I think she is, like, is probably, like... astounded by some of the jokes that people are coming up with.
Oh my god,
some of them are bad, but I mean,
some of them, she was that type of person good that you're just kind of like, oh shit, that's so something she would have said.
Mm-hmm. It was really weird to see that clip of her and her daughter talking about her passing away,
yeah,
during the surgery, if she passes away.
Mm-hmm.
And she was clearly upset. Apparently she had a heart arrhythmia, so when she went under, like, in surgery, it would cause her heart to not pound, like, beat right.
She would skip a beat. And
right.
Stuff.
But she's had it her whole life, she said.
Yeah. I just want to say, you know, I loved Joan Rivers. I thought she was an exceptionally funny and very genius person in regards to her craft, and it really sucks that she had to work so hard to get where she got. And she had, it seems like she had a little bit of very tragic moments in her life. But you know, in all that darkness, she still managed to laugh and honestly and be honest about what was going on in her life, and I really appreciate that. You know, whereas with Robin Williams, he never really discussed his you know, his darkness that he had. And I think, you know, that was sort of the difference between the two, is, you know, one spoke about it and one didn't. But also, I think I remember hearing her saying, I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, then what's the point? You take, you know, that was kind of, I've always heard her say, you have to, you can't take life too seriously. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. And you know what? As incredibly difficult as that may be sometimes, I think it's so true. I think you have to be able to laugh at yourself, and you have to be able to find humor in everything.
You do. Or you'll die. Well, not die, but you'll be miserable.
You will be miserable. And she's going to be very, very, very missed. I remember watching her, one of her specials, and I think she recorded in London. She was just such a spitfire and so fucking hilarious. Like, I mean, the shit that she was just pulling out was just like, oh my God. And then to see her documentary.
I haven't seen that yet because I heard it's super sad.
It's not sad. I think it's very interesting, and it really puts a perspective on her, how she was as a comedian. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she saved almost every joke she's ever written in an index card wall, like in the video, like in the movie, that's what they show. And you're kind of like, this is fucking insane. Like, you're that good. Like, she writes her shit down and then archives it. So she was just that old school type of comedian.
Like us?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, like archives us. Everything. Just old as hell.
But you know, it's just really sad. It really is sad. And it's sad that she, you know, I hope that what happened to her wasn't because of, like, a medical, you know, like something that was medical malpractice or something. Like, there's not.
They're looking into it.
As to what really happened.
They said they're investigating it about the clinic that she was at prior to her going to her surgery.
Right. But didn't she? I thought that there was reports that she had gone to this person prior. Like,
probably has. I mean, I think it just happens.
Yeah.
She was old. I mean, 81 is pretty. I mean, that's an older adult. It's not like a 60-year-old,
right?
You know,
right.
So I mean,
she had a heart issue already. I'm very curious to find out what kind of vocal surgery she was having.
I don't know. In that clip, you could tell she was having problems, like talking. So it had to be something.
Yeah,
she was maybe inflammation, or maybe she had nodules or
something that they were trying to scrape off or whatever. I did hear that they. That there was an issue with the admittance of the doctor. Like, apparently the doctor wasn't able to admit her into the hospital that she was going to because he didn't have rights to admit patients in that doctor, in that hospital. Which they were saying that, you know, everyone should always make sure that your doctor has admitting rights to that hospital, because it can be life or death, you know? It's just really sad. And you know what's even more sad is that it just, you know, you see this one side of a person, a celebrity in particular, but you also see that, like, she also opened up her life, her personal life, and she had a very special relationship with her daughter and her grandson. So it's just really sad for them, you know, and for all of us who enjoyed her comedy. So, she will be greatly missed. But, anyways.
I don't know if there will be really anybody like her. I mean.
I mean, there really isn't anyone that's as funny as her.
Not as a female comedian, probably not.
No, I mean, you have your close ones. I mean, you have, like, you know, Kathy Griffin and Sarah Silverman, but they're not anywhere near her caliber.
Right. Sarah Silverman's pretty funny. She's just as offensive. Yeah. I mean, she could be like, ooh, you know, what did but you just know what, say?
Though? I think that being offensive, I think that it's kind of funny that they are offensive because, you know, you only give as much power to words as you want them to have. So
right.
They're only as offensive as you make them.
That's
so
true.
But anyways.
So we got an email from a new listener. We love a new listener. And as Big Fatty calls them, he calls them lurkers until they contact him. So we love lurkers too, but we need you to contact us. So you don't have to be a lurker anymore. We need to know a little bit more about you.
This is my friend from Pennsylvania.
Maybe. This is from Michael. It says, amazing show. This is my favorite thing to listen to now. I listen to the new episodes every night during work and have recommended the show to plenty of friends. I'm always so happy to see a new show around Sunday. Keep up the great work, guys. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Tell all your friends and your friends' friends. We're talking in Donna Sugar / Ivy's voice. Because Ivy, I think, talks like Donna Sugar's. That's like her
alter ego.
Oh, I have 8 nipples. Just
I have a my sister has a protruding vagina.
It's huge. All right, so we have a voicemail. You ready?
Sure. Where's it from?
I don't know yet. We'll have to find out.
Hey there, Foul Monkeys, Ricky E. Rohan. This is RC Colin. Just calling to say what's up. Still listening. I've kind of been staying away from the podcast a little bit just because it kind of depresses me that I'm not going to be able to make it to Vegas this year, which will be really sad.
Bullshit.
The past 2 years. And yeah, I won't go this year, but I'll go next year for sure. Hopefully it'll be a lot easier on me. But anyway, just wanted to say, hey, guys, and it's funny to mess with Roger online because he gets all pissed. I like it whenever people say things, and Roger, that Latino temper comes out. It's all funny. But anyway, so yeah, I hope you guys have a good time in Vegas, and I hope you're having a good weekend and all that good stuff. And I'm actually glad that I got to meet Roger already, so I'd feel worse if I was, you know, I hadn't been able to meet him back in May. But so anyway, I hope you guys have a really good time in Vegas, and I will talk to you soon. All right, bye.
I have no idea what he's talking about. No es verdad.
No entiendo.
No Nintendo.
No Nintendo.
As my sister says, no Nintendo.
I've been taking... I downloaded these Spanish lessons.
Oh, did you?
So let's just do a little example of what I've been listening to. And I've been doing pretty good.
Okay.
Let's bring down...
Well, your Spanish isn't so bad. I mean, your Spanish is bad, but...
Encantada, señor Jones. Soy la señora Rodríguez de Buenos Aires.
Encantado, señora Rodríguez. ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, señor. Pero no puedo hablar más con usted.
¿Por qué no?
Porque me voy de aquí.
¿Se va de aquí? ¿Cuándo?
Ahora. Estoy lista y me voy.
Is this like a telenovela?
Bueno, adiós.
Adiós.
¿Se acuerda usted de cómo se dice?
Numbers.
Números.
Oh, that's kind of like when you call Los Apple números. In India.
¿Cómo se dice el número?
18.
18.
18.
Yeah. Yeah,
so basically, the whole concept is you hear the conversations.
And then you repeat.
And then you...
Response.
They ask you in Spanish and English the same questions throughout the whole lesson.
Okay.
So you get to the point of where you're not... Because I have the problem of having to translate it from English to Spanish.
In your head.
But say it.
Yeah.
And then the response, have to take it, translate it, and then... Translate it and then respond back in Spanish
right.
With it, you know, it's just too hard. I need to be able to just say it like it's natural, like it's English. So I'm working on it.
That happens to me. I mean, sometimes like if a person is talking to me in Spanish and I don't know what they're like the word, if I don't know a word, it takes me a minute because then I have to translate that word into English or mm-hmm. find some sort of meaning. Translate it. then translate it in Spanish so I can put it into the sentence so I can figure out, oh, this is what they're talking about. And of course, it happens a little faster with me just because, like, I know Spanish, but it's still hard for me because that wasn't what I learned first, you know? Mm-hmm. So some, like, I remember when I used to work at the bank, oh my God, there was a lot of sign language that went on. Casa?
El banco. Casa?
My customers, you know, most of them would understand me. But there was these two Portuguese customers that only came to me because we communicated, like, they didn't know English or Spanish. But because Spanish is very similar to Portuguese, that's how we communicated.
Tony can listen to Portuguese too, but he says they speak really fast. And, you know, I guess some of the words are different or the accents are a little different. But he says they speak super fast.
They do speak. They tend to speak a little faster. And also, like, a lot of Caribbean island, like Spanish Caribbean, like Puerto Ricans, Dominican Republics, they speak very fast. Like, I thought we speak fast. No, they speak faster. Sometimes you have to, like, in with their accent, it sounds even faster. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you're just like, what? Like, what the
fuck? Did you just roll your R's like 14 times for dog?
It's like, blah, 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 perr. It's funny because you know the woman and the man that I was talking to, mm-hmm. when I met you half the block. I was answering her in English, but I really didn't understand what she was saying in Spanish when she was talking to me because she was talking so fast. Uh-huh. I could catch like the last little words, so I can make it out. But it's interesting how your brain does that.
So did you speak to them in English so that they would speak back to you in English? Because you weren't understanding.
No, she spoke to me in English. So I started answering her in English. And then I could hear that she was, not that she's not good at speaking English, but I could hear that
she was better with Spanish.
Yeah, she was better at Spanish. So I switched it to Spanish. Because a lot of times, like, most people, when they hear me speak, they don't think I know Spanish. But I'm like, no, I know how to speak Spanish. That's not my preferred language.
Right.
I'd
be speaking that shit all the time. Ay, papi! Chupa me pinga!
Oh, my God. Dirty.
Put it in my boca.
Español by Pa Monkeys.
And it's nothing but filth. That's all it is.
I can tell you some words. Like,
come in my hole.
No. Chinga tu madre. Motherfucker.
Fuck your mom. Or momfucker.
Well, I mean, it's motherfucker, but mm-hmm. yeah. Direct translation. Translation. Or pendejo.
Asshole.
I mean, if you really want to, like, call somebody out, you can say, hijo de tu reputa madre.
That's like, say it again?
Son of a bitch.
Oh.
But, like, you put the emphasis in the R, and it's like, ooh, that's, like, juicy.
Right.
It's like saying,
that cunt. Is a real juicy.
It's like saying cunt. Oh. Like, when you're driving and someone cuts you off, you're like, fucking cunt.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that word, actually. I don't try to say it, though, because it is offensive.
I don't give a shit.
Right, well, good. Let's put it on your Facebook.
Cunt, 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 cunt.
What else do we have to talk about? We had the email. We had the phone call.
I just want to send out a shout out to a friend of mine.
Okay.
A special friend.
Mm-hmm.
By the name of Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. Can I see a picture?
I'll show you a picture later.
No, now, please. Show it to me. Mm. I like that name, Brendan. I work with a Brendan.
I can't show you that picture.
Why?
Because it's dirty.
Show me his face picture.
I have to find it.
Oh, I don't ask for those.
I get straight to the point.
Penis first, face second.
Right. No, it's penis first, whole second.
Oh! Did you see the video from Davey Wavy where he had five straight guys line up and they took pictures of their buttholes and then he had them try to point out their butthole on the wall?
I think I did see that one.
It was hilarious. The guy was like, oh, this one's me because I shaved yesterday.
That's awful. And then I also want to send out a shout out to my friend Michael from PA. He also listens.
Hi, Michael. Oh.
Love you, boys.
Is it Michael? Is this the same Michael?
I don't think so.
Hmm. Let me see her. Oh well, I just deleted the email, so sorry. So what else we got going on? We have Pride 48 coming up, so we're not. We have a live show. Our live show is Sunday, the 20th, at 12 p.m. Pacific time, which is 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern, right?
Yes.
Okay. So make sure you guys are listening to us at that time.
I wish that you all could fly out. Actually, I don't wish that all of you could fly out there, but.
Yes, but, you do. I wish everyone that listened to the shows could come to Pride 48. That would be awesome.
You know, it's kind of funny that you say that because...
biggest group ever.
Our friend, Kevin, suggested that we try to book a show.
Oh, a live show?
A live show.
Yeah, and what did I say? We can't even do a live show from our house. Why would we book a live show somewhere else? No one knows who we are. We're not like, throwing shade.
No, but we're better than them.
I don't know about that. I think you might see yourself as an overachiever. Let's see.
I think that you need to shut the fuck up, cunt.
Oh, hey, Brendan. I like your glasses.
And then I'll show you Michael from PA.
Can I scroll?
No. No! Give me my phone.
Why are you sending him pictures of the Mariah Carey butterfly ring?
So he knows what to buy.
Right. and you're going to show me Michael in PA?
What'd you say?
That was Brendan, right?
I mean, look at that.
Hi, Brendan. Oh, who is that? Brendan, thank you for listening. How long has he been listening? Or does he even listen? You're just saying
listen.
Hi.
No, he does. Hi. He does listen. He started listening probably like a week. So he just started listening.
Okay, so he's heard our last two crappy shows.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty crappy.
But my friend, the other kid, Mike, from PA,
he's been listening for about a month, right?
He's been listening for, I think he listened to the last two shows as well. So he's only...
Oh, he's new too?
He's new too, yeah.
Let me see.
Hold on. But anyways, we will end the show today.
We're done.
Where are we at? Where are we at?
27.
Oh,
we have. Like we got three more minutes, bitch. We don't know what we're doing for the Pride 48 show yet, so I think it's going to be a surprise. I don't know. Send us some suggestions, but I think we kind of know what we're going to do, but not really.
Not really at all.
You know how we are here at Foul Monkeys. We have no decisions made until like about
like literally the 0.03
seconds before it's due.
As we're starting the show, we start to decide.
Oh yeah, we are also hosting the Pride 48 suite that Saturday from 3:30 to 5.
We need to figure out what time are we getting to the bus for the high roller.
What time is that? What time? That's not. That's at night. So
okay.
Anyway, we're gonna go. Make sure you listen for Pride 48. We want to see you there in the chat room with us. We would very much appreciate it. And anything else you want to say, Roger?
Cunt.
Oh, okay. I mean, Pope Benedict the 18th.
Yes, cunt. Eat lots of it. Ew. Lots of snatch.
Ew.
Let's play the snatch game.
Snackateria.
Hi, I'd like to get a cunt, a side of butthole, and a side of furry thighs. All on the same plate.
You mean a munt?
No, cunt.
Oh. So you want a real one? Bearded clam.
Go ahead and send us those suggestions. tell us what you guys want to... Tell us if you guys want to hear anything while we're in Vegas.
How about you tell us if you want to hear a show? Because we won't do one if you don't want to listen. I mean, seriously. We probably have better things to do.
I just want to say that I love all our listeners. Appreciate the time that you spend on listening to us.
And anyway. Go fuck yourself. With something hard and sandpapery.
I just want to say that Mark and Ed's It's All About Me last show, not the one they just released, but the previous one, I mean, it was all about me.
About literally you? Oh. I've been bad since my mom passed away. I have not listened to any podcasts, and I'm sorry, guys. I have a bunch on my mind, and I have to work at the same time, so it's like I don't have enough headroom to listen and translate and listen to the concept. So eventually, I'll be able to get back into listening.
I mean, that's I totally understand all those excuses.
Oh, thanks, cunt.
And this is Pope Benedict the 18th.
We're going. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.